Project 613, Day 127. We are still learning the mitzvahs about taxes that one must give from his produce, from his field in the land of Israel, in order to be able to benefit from the produce, to eat and to use out as he or she wishes. Now, these are in general called trumas and maaseres. The tithe is that one must give to the kohen, to the Levite, to the poor. There are many different laws and specific mitzvahs in this tax. Now, the first thing we need to know is that all of these trumas and maaseres, they apply only in the biblical land of Israel. That's why in the Torah, in the end of the book of Numbers, the Torah prescribes the specific borders of the land of Israel, in order that a Jew should know if his field is within these borders, he is obligated to give trumas and maaseres. If it's outside of these borders, there might be rabbinic obligations, or there may not be any obligations at all. It's important to note that the borders that are prescribed in the book of Numbers don't necessarily match the borders of the modern state of Israel. Today we learn the mitzvah that it is important to give the tithes in the proper order. So after you've harvested the field, there's a list of several taxes you must give. First and foremost, a Jew must give bikurim, the first of the produce, the first fruits, which actually only applies to the seven specific fruits and grains that come from, that are specific or unique to the land of Israel. They bring that bikurim to the holy temple and give it to the kohen. Next, he must separate 2% of the produce and give that to a kohen, and this is called truma. After that, one must separate 10% of the remainder and give it to a Levite. After that, one must separate another 10% of the remainder. Now, depending on the year within the 7-year cycle of Shemitah, either that 10% will be brought to Jerusalem and eaten by the owner, his family, and friends, or that 10% will be given to the poor. If it's the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, that 10% is called Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, and it is brought to Jerusalem and eaten by the owner. We'll learn more about this mitzvah later on. If it is the third or the sixth year, that 10% is given to the poor. The seventh year, there are no tithes because you're not supposed to be working the land at all, and therefore not harvesting a crop. You're living off of the crop of the previous year. The mitzvah today is that these tithes must be separated and given in order. First Bikurim, then Truma to the Kohen, then the tithe to the Levite, which is called Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, then Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, or if it's the third and sixth year, Maaser Ani, the tithe for the poor. Thank you all for watching. More tomorrow.